Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There is great significance to the key that was given to Netanyahu by Trump during the Abraham Accords. What is this all about?
So very interestingly, I've been having a lot of chats with Howard about the significance of what's happening in this world. And obviously Abraham Accords was really all over the news. But just before they went out into the White House, there was a small little press conference, maybe for a couple of minutes, with Trump and Netanyahu. And Trump hands Netanyahu a key to the White House. And he says that this is a gift that the First Lady and I are giving to you for our friendship and to, you know, give, kind of like just giving you an open door to the White House. And I find this exceedingly significant because, as we've been talking biblically, Trump represents Esav, the brother of Jacob, who for a long, long time worked against the Jewish people, made the Jewish people's life a misery. And at the end of days, as we know, as Esau met Jacob on the way back from the house of Laban. House of Laban, Laban is white. From the White House, he says to Jacob, let us make peace and let's go live together. And Jacob says, wait until the end of days. Metaphorically, my nation is still young and I will make my way there, but I will see you at the end of times. Lo and behold, last week, the house of Esau gives the key to the key of the house of Laban, the house of deceit, the house of persecution, and he gives it now open to Netanyahu and says, "We are now friends. We are no longer enemies, but we work side to side. And your house is my house, and my house will be your house." And I find that unbelievably significant.
Yeah, certainly I think that it is difficult in general not to think about the significance of the moment that we're going through in terms of the Abraham Accords, and really the, you know, the house of Ishmael kind of coming to the party, so to speak. And it is, you know, a year ago, no one would have said that something like this was happening, even 3 months ago. And suddenly you can't even keep up with what's actually going on.
Absolutely. And I think it's exciting times. And as we've entered the year 5781, I think we're going to see a lot more of this, because I think at the end, this world has been birthing, so to speak. We've had a lot of contractions and a lot of pain. And I think now we're about to start seeing the crowning, the beginning of peace in the world and the ushering in of a redemption.
Well, one can certainly only hope for that. So Adel, thank you so much for joining us and giving us an interpretation of the times, and just wishing you a Shana Tova and well over the fast on Yom Kippur.
To you too. Gemar Chatima Tova to you and to all the listeners.